an update on the current funds in the GoFundMe for Justice for Fredly. Right now it is $2,640 raised. Please go over there and donate even the littlest amount. It goes a long way. They are trying to raise enough money to hire a private investigator. So you can either find the link on the Buried on the Tundra website, or if you go to GoFundMe and look up Justice for Fred Lee, it will bring you to the page to donate. Waka! Hello, I'm B. Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Russian Mission began as a fur trading post for Russia and America in 1842. It gained the name Russian Mission after it was purchased from Russia. The village sits 70 miles northeast of Bethel. The most recent population was 421. In the previous census, in 2000, there were 70 households and 60 families residing in the village. The racial makeup at that time was 94% Alaska Native and 6% white. The median household income was $27,500 and $22,500 for a family. About 15.6% of families and 21.8% of the population were living below the poverty line. Aviation plays a significant role in the life of almost all Alaskans. Flying is the most popular mode of transportation in the state. One out of every 58 Alaskans is a registered pilot. Out of that, one out of 59 pilots own their own plane. In 2015, there were 10,378 active pilots. More than 1% of the state's population has some level of certification, which is 3.6 times higher than the national average. There are 4 times the number of airports per square mile, because most of Alaska is only accessible by air and water. On the morning of August 31st, 2016, a Piper PA-18 Super Cub had taken off in Bethel and was headed to a hunting camp. Pilot Zach Babbitt, 44, from Montana, and a passenger Jeff Thomas Burris, 40, of Haines, were in the Piper. The Piper was operated under Renfro's Alaskan Adventures. It was a sunny morning, a bit warmer for the late summer, about 63, while the Piper was traveling around 1,000 feet. It approached the village of Russian Mission. On the ground, a caravan carrying pilot Harry Worse, 48, of Wasilla, and passengers Stephen Paul Andrew, 32, of Kenai, Aaron Manuk, 21, of Russian Mission. The caravan was operated by Haglin Aviation. When the caravan took off, it crashed into the Piper. At 11 a.m., the first airline reported one of the planes was overdue. Less than 15 minutes after, the second plane was reported overdue as well. A third plane spotted the wreckage. Around 12 o'clock, a Black Hawk was loaded with supplies and headed towards the crash site. On their way, they alerted the local hospital that they may need assistance. At 2:15, they reported back to the hospital that they did not need any assistance. All the passengers and pilots perished in the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board began their investigation the next day. In 2018, some of the information from the NTSB's reports was provided to the media. It stated that the pilots would have seen each other as very small objects, almost as small as a penny. But the investigators believe the Hägglund caravan would have been able to see the other plane clearly for 2 minutes before the crash. Following the crash, the pilot Zach Babbitt's wife, Carrie Pride, filed a lawsuit against Hägglund Aviation. Carrie wanted to ensure Hägglund would be shown at fault and change their safety practices. In July of 2022, Hägglund settled with Carrie for $2.5 million. There is no admission of guilt, though, by the company. The people lost in the crash were Zach Justin Babbitt, 44, of Montana, Jeff Thomas Burrus, 40, of Haines, Harry Worse, 48, of Wasilla, Stephen Paul Andrew, 32, of Kenai, and Aaron J. Minook, 21, of Russian Mission. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. This is the finale of season 3. For season 4, we are going to start on October 2nd, and our first episode of the season will be about the Ichnox. The Ichnox are little people, and if you have any stories you'd like to add to the Ichnox episode, please hit the voicemail link in the description for this episode and you can leave a story. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.